Hi, everyone. Just a reminder before we begin, this conversation is for informational and educational purposes only. We are not lawyers or data protection officers, so please consult a qualified professional for your specific legal needs. Okay, so let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today into a really important guide.
Yeah, this one's crucial. It's the GDPR and LAPDDD website compliance guide for estate agents in Spain.
Exactly, and it's specifically aimed at that big community of British and international agencies who are, you know, working in Spain, you know, a unique market.
It really is. And our mission here really is to kind of shift the conversation.
How so?
Well, compliance shouldn't be seen as this threat, you know, the fear of a big fine.
Right.
It's actually a core part of being a professional. It's about building trust.
And we're focusing mainly on the website here.
We are, because that's the shop window, isn't it? It's where an agency is most visible and, frankly, where the most immediate and detectable risks are. Good data habits are just a huge competitive advantage.
I think that link between professionalism and data is so important, especially given the kind of information we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, agents handle incredibly sensitive stuff.
Absolutely. Collecting personal data is the business. It's totally central to what they do.
And it's so much more than just an email address.
Oh, way more. It starts with, you know, names, contact details, but it ramps up so fast.
To what? Property preferences, financial situation?
Exactly. Financial capability, especially when they're thinking of selling. And then eventually you're talking identity documents for anti-money laundering checks.
The AML checks.
Right.
That's when it gets really serious.
It's very private, high-value information.
So if collecting all this data is just part of the job, how do we make compliance feel less like a chore and more like a business asset?
It's all about how you frame it. It's leverage. First, handling data properly builds huge client trust.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a house is stressful. If you show you're secure and professional with their data, you instantly lower their anxiety.
That makes a lot of sense. It shows you're a serious operation.
It does. It shows what the guide calls operational maturity. You run a tight ship. And that also, you know, reduces your risk of leaks or misuse.
Okay, so let's talk about the legal foundation for all this. The guide mentions the core GDPR principles. Which ones really stand out for agents?
I'd say the three pillars are transparency, minimization, and accountability.
Okay.
Transparency is just being completely open about what you're doing with the data. No surprises. Data minimization is, well, it's critical.
That's the one about only taking what you need, right?
Exactly. Don't ask for someone's life story when they just want to download a brochure.
And what about accountability? That one seems to be the one that catches people out.
It's the big one. The law says the agent is the data controller, and that means the burden of proof is on you.
So you can't just say you're compliant.
No, you have to be able to demonstrate it with documents, with records, with policies that actually match what you do day to day. The AEPD, the Spanish authority, they want to see the paperwork.
And because we're in Spain, it's not just GDPR.
Yeah.
There's also the LOPDDD.
Yep. The Spanish law, it adds a few extra layers.
Like what? Anything specific for agents?
Yeah, it has really detailed rules on things like using CCTV in the office, where cameras can point, how long you keep the footage.
All right.
And crucially, the Spanish system can sometimes apply fines to individuals inside the company, not just the company itself, which really focuses the mind.
Wow. Okay, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So moving from policy to practice, let's talk about the website itself. The first point of contact is usually a form. This is where transparency really begins, with the privacy notice.
It is. And the guide is so clear on this. Your privacy policy has to be a living document.
Not some template you copied and pasted from another website.
Definitely not. It needs to accurately list every single tool you use. Your analytics, your CRM, any chat widgets. If you add a new tool, you have to update the policy.
But nobody wants to read a 30-page legal document just to ask about a property. It's that privacy fatigue problem.
Totally. Which is why the best practice now is what's called the layered approach. Yeah. You give the most essential info right away. That's the first layer. And then you link out to the full detailed policy, the second layer.
Yeah, that's practical. So what has to be in that first layer? The little bit of text under the send button on a contact form.
Four key things. First, who you are, your legal company name, not just your trading name.
Got it.
Second, the specific purpose. So to respond to your inquiry about this property, not something vague like for commercial purposes.
Okay, be specific.
Third, your legal basis, which is usually your consent. And fourth, you have to tell them they have rights to access or delete their data.
That detail is so important. And this brings us to a huge compliance mistake the guide points out. something that violates data minimization, the DNI problem.
Yes. This is a massive risk. The AEPD has actually sanctioned agencies for this.
For what exactly?
For asking for a DNI, an identity document, just to book a first viewing or get some basic info.
But wait, a lot of agents would say that's just due diligence. How do you know the person is serious?
And that's the legal test. What's necessary and proportional? For a first casual inquiry, a name, phone, and email is perfectly sufficient.
So when can you ask for an ID?
You save that for when it's legally required. And in Spain, that's mainly for the AML checks when a formal offer or a reservation contract is on the table. Asking for it before that point is just seen as excessive.
That's such a clear, actionable tip. Okay, what about marketing? Using that contact info to send property alerts later on.
For marketing, the consent has to be absolutely crystal clear.
Meaning?
It has to be a separate optional checkbox.
And it has to be unticked by default.
Unticked by default. No pre-ticked boxes. And you have to explain exactly what they're signing up for. Something like, yes, send me a weekly email with new properties. You can't bundle it in with the main terms.
Right. Okay, let's switch gears to what might be the single highest risk area on the website, just because it's so easy to check. Cookie compliance.
This is where a lot of complaints come from, yeah.
Yeah.
Because anyone can see if you're getting it wrong. The rule is simple. For any non-essential cookies.
Like Google Analytics or a Facebook Pixel.
Exactly. Analytical or marketing cookies. They cannot load until the user has given explicit, informed consent.
So just having a banner pop up while all the trackers are already running in the background is a no-go.
Completely non-compliant. And the design of the banner itself is also under scrutiny. You can't use what they call dark patterns.
And what's the best practice there? The guide calls it equal choice.
It does. It just means that accepting and rejecting should be equally easy. The accept all and reject all buttons should have the same size, the same color, the same prominence.
So no big green accept button with a tiny gray reject link hidden in a settings menu.
Precisely. That is explicitly not allowed.
And what about the mechanics of it? If a user clicks reject all, what should happen?
Instantly, all of those tracking scripts have to be blocked. The only cookies that can be set are the strictly necessary ones, like the ones that make the website actually work. No analytics, no marketing pixels, nothing. The website has to respect the choice.
The guide has a really simple check for this, doesn't it? How can an agent verify this themselves?
Yeah, it's a great little trick. You just visit your own website in an incognito or private browser window.
So the site thinks you're a new visitor.
Right. And before you click anything on the cookie banner, you hit the F12 key on your keyboard. That opens the developer tools.
Sounds a bit technical.
It looks it, but you're just looking for one thing. In the network tab, if you see words like track or ffvents or anything related to Google Analytics loading before you've clicked accept, you're non-compliant.
But if they only appear after you click accept all,
then your setup is probably correct. It's a fantastic, quick health check.
That's brilliant. Okay, let's move on to another area, a risk that feels particularly relevant in Spain, photography, specifically of properties that people are still living in.
This is so critical, and the AEPD has fined agents for this. A photo of a lived-in home can be personal data.
Oh, so?
Because the things in the photo can reveal what's called special category data. Really sensitive stuff.
Like what? What are some actual examples the guide gives?
Things like visible family photos or a child's drawings on the fridge. Those reveal family composition.
Okay, I see.
Or religious items, medications on a nightstand that reveals information about religion or health. Even personal mail on a table with a name and address visible.
Wow. You really have to have your eyes open.
Yeah.
So what's the professional way to handle this?
You need a strict pre-photography protocol. Ask the occupants to clear away all personal items beforehand.
And then check the photos afterwards.
And check them carefully. If you miss something, you have to blur it or crop it out before you publish it online.
And what about tenants, if the property is rented?
That's a key point. Tenants have a right to privacy. And they can refuse to have their personal belongings photographed. You have to navigate that carefully.
Good to know. Okay, quick one. What about WhatsApp buttons or chat widgets on a site?
Yeah, common feature. The issue is when a user clicks a WhatsApp link, it instantly shares their phone number with the agent.
Before they've even typed a message.
Exactly. So you need to have a little information warning right next to the button before they click. It should say something like, by clicking, you will share your data via WhatsApp and then link to the privacy policy.
Informed consent before the data is shared.
That's the principle.
Okay, the last big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
The CRM. Systems like InMovilla or Waitay. This is where all the data ends up living. Who's responsible for it there?
The agent. Always the agent. You are the data controller. You decide the why and the how of the processing.
Even though the data is on someone else's server?
Yes. The CRM provider is the data processor. They just act on your instructions. The ultimate accountability stays with the agency.
So how do you formalize that relationship to make sure they're handling your data correctly?
You need a data processing agreement, a DPA. It's a non-negotiable legal requirement under GDPR.
And that just sets out the rules of engagement, basically.
It does. It details security, what they can and can't do, what happens to the data if you stop using them. It's your proof that you've done your due diligence on your suppliers.
We focused a lot on the digital side, but compliance is bigger than that, isn't it?
Oh, much bigger. It's a whole operational framework. You've got paper records to think about, locked cabinets, shredding policies.
And the AML rules again?
Yes. The anti-money laundering laws in Spain require you to keep transaction records for a full 10 years. That specific law overrides the usual GDPR rule about not keeping data for too long.
10 years. Wow.
And of course, your own staff data needs to be handled correctly, too.
So when we pull this all together, what's the final professional thought the guide leaves us with?
It's that your clients are sharing their lives with you, their financial situation, their family details, their dreams for the future. Treating that data with respect isn't just a legal thing. It's a deep professional and ethical obligation.
It's what separates the great agencies from the rest.
Exactly. It's the ultimate sign of a trustworthy, modern, international agency.
And to really live that principle of proactive responsibility, it's not a one-and-done job. It's not a checklist you finish.
Not at all. The goal is to document all your processes and then schedule regular reviews, at least once a year. That act of documenting and reviewing is the proof of compliance.
That's a powerful way to think about it. The process is the point. So for agents listening who want to get this right, what's the final piece of advice?
The guide is very clear. We strongly recommend you consult a qualified, accredited professional who specializes in GDPR and Spanish data protection. This conversation gives you the framework.
But a specialist helps you apply it to your specific tools and your specific business.
Precisely.
A fantastic deep dive. So much practical advice there for building trust and really professionalizing an agency's operations in Spain. Thanks for walking us through it.